Amen. This is something that we know with our heads, but we don't live with our hearts. Amen. Christ in you. Christ in you. You are full of Christ. You are full of Jesus. You are full of glory. Amen. When I felt like God just put a word in my heart for, I think it's for this church, but it's for the more than just this church. There's a sense where God just showed me out of Luke chapter 1, where the angel comes to Mary. And the angel says to Mary, "Mary, you are highly favored. Charis, you have much grace upon you. Highly favored by God. The Lord is with you." And she said, "What do you mean?" The angel said, "For you will be with child, and you will call him Jesus, and he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God." And she said, "Well, how's this going to happen? I haven't had any relations with any man. I haven't been intimate with any man." And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the shadow, the power of the Most High will overshadow you." Have you got it up there? You don't have to, but anyway. And God just showed me this, that as Mary understood and became conscious of the grace of God, the favor of the Most High God over her life, as she became cognizant of the promises of God to her, and as she was conscious of who she was going to carry, as she was aware of Christ in her, it's like the Holy Spirit was going to come upon her. And the power of the shadow of the Most High was going to overshadow her. Amen. And I can just see this picture as she walked in the grace of God, as she walked conscious of the promises of God, as she walked in a conscious realization, Christ, I'm carrying Christ. I'm carrying the Son of the Most High God within me. As she walked in that for 9 months, there came a point where the Son of God was manifest into this world. And he came and he demonstrated heaven into this world. Amen. And I want to just use that as a basis for our lives. I want to say that you have Christ in you. Amen. You, when you were born again, you were born of Christ. Amen. And as we are conscious of the grace of God, of the goodness of God, of the favor of God, of the love of God, of all everything that he's given to us in Christ, as we become conscious of that, and as we take his promises, which are yes and amen in Jesus, all fulfilled in Jesus, and as we become conscious of Christ in us, what happens? There's a manifestation of the glory of God, of the Holy Spirit over our lives. We walk with a greater consciousness of God with us, and the power of the shadow of the Most High, it begins to break out around us. That word power is the dunamis, miracle working power of God, begins to break out around us as we begin to walk in this conscious revelation of Christ in us. Amen. Amen. You can say amen. You can say that's good. You can say, come on, preach it, Graham. Amen. Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you. You know, the Bible says that the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus. And from his fullness, Amplified Bible says, from his fullness, we have all received. We have all been supplied with. We all share in. Amplified Bible, grace upon grace. Spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. Favor upon favor and gifts heaped up upon gifts. Amen. The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And when Mr. Grace came, when we received grace, we received all of us. That means if you are born again by the Spirit of God, we have all received. Every single one of you have received it already in Jesus. You have all been supplied with and all share in grace upon grace. Spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. Favor upon favor and gifts heaped up upon gifts. Amen. Amen. So as we begin to be consciously aware of Christ in me, you know, we can add to that. We can say that in Christ there are miracles upon miracles in me. Amen. There is provision upon provision in me. There is breakthrough upon breakthrough in me because Christ is in me. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Terry. Can somebody open this water for me? Otherwise, I'm going to be, battling with my mic. Thanks, Steve. Colossians chapter 1. Thanks, Bud. Okay. Colossians chapter 1. In the Amplified Bible says, let me read it for you here. It says, from him, the whole fullness of the deity, the brackets, the Godhead, continues to dwell in bodily form. For in him, this is in Jesus, the whole fullness of the deity dwelt in Jesus in bodily form, giving complete expression to the divine nature. And you are in him, made full, made complete in him, in Jesus, and have come to fullness of life in him. Amen. In Christ, you too are filled with the Godhead. Listen to this. In Christ, this is the Amplified Bible. In Christ, you too are filled with the Godhead. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit dwell within you, and you have reached full spiritual stature in Christ. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we can get excited about this. When I just drink in some of the realities of this, I get caught up into heaven, into the wonders of Christ in me. The fullness of the deity lives inside of me, and it dwells inside of you. And you have already reached full spiritual stature. You don't have to jump through a whole lot of hoops. You don't have to do all the right things. You don't have to clean your life up. The moment you accept Jesus, all the fullness of Christ comes to you and dwells in you in an instant. Amen. Amen. You are powerful. You are full of glory. You are full of light. You are a mighty one. You are a child of God. You are a citizen of heaven. Amen. Walking on this earth. Amen. Jesus. You know that word, you have been made complete, is the word, if you look it up, is the word cram. You have been crammed full of Jesus. God couldn't get more of himself into you if he tried. Amen. You are full of him. You are full of Jesus. And where we walk, Jesus walks. Amen. Where we walk, miracles go. Where we walk, there's signs and wonders and miracles. Where we walk, there's provision. Where we walk, there's love and there's grace and there's forgiveness, because it's Jesus walking in us. It is no longer I who live. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. As one translation says, it is no longer I who live. Christ is just using my body to his glory. Amen. He's just using my body for his glory. Amen. Whoa, shaka bongi. Are you excited about these things? Yes. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 says that Jesus is the exact expression. In the Amplified, it says the perfect imprint, like a signet ring. It's the perfect imprint. He was the very likeness of the nature of God, upholding all things by his powerful word. And that Jesus, the exact expression of God, dwells in you. The perfect imprint of Christ, of heaven, is in you. It's stamped in you by the Holy Spirit. You are in the image of the likeness of God. Amen. When the devil looks at you, he sees Jesus. We know these things. We know these things. But we need to become conscious of them. Like Mary became conscious of who she was carrying. And the more conscious, the more Christ-conscious we are, the more the Holy Spirit shall come upon you. The more Christ-conscious we are, the more the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The miracle-working, dunamis power of the Most High will overshadow you as we walk in the revelation of Christ in me. Christ in me. That we are the stamp of God in this world. That we are representatives of heaven on this earth. That we are ambassadors of heaven because, oh, why? Because we are such good Christians? No, because of Christ in you. Amen. So it says in Haggai chapter 2, it says in the last days, or not in the last days, it says, let me read it so I can get it exactly for you. Tell Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, that I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overturn royal thrones and shatter powers of the foreign kingdoms. God was going to bring all kingdoms under one kingdom, and it was going to be his kingdom. And on the cross, he made a public spectacle of all the powers and the principalities of darkness and brought every opposition, every other kingdom. He was exalted above all powers and all principalities. Amen. Tell them that I will overthrow chariots and their drivers, horses and their riders will fall each by the sword of his brother. And on that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, as my personal servant, and I will set you as my signet ring, the sign of my sovereign presence and divine authority. Message Bible. For I have chosen you for this work. We know that Zerubbabel was a picture of Jesus, and that this prophetic word wasn't only for him, but for his sons, and ultimately for the Son of God, and ultimately to us, the sons of God. He was instructed by God to build the temple. And we are instructed to co-labor in building the church. But ultimately, the shaking of the heavens and the earth did not occur in Zerubbabel's times. It occurred when Jesus, the Son of God, came and died on the cross. And at that time, This prophetic word is fulfilled in Jesus, and it's fulfilled in us, that God says, I have set you apart. I will take you. I have chosen you to be my, it says your personal servant, but to be friends, to be sons, to be daughters of the Most High God. Why? Because he's going to make us like a signet ring. We're going to be the perfect imprint of heaven into this world. You are the signet ring of God. You are the picture. You are the imprint. You are the image. You are the beauty. You are the power. You are the glory of God. Because of Christ in you, you are the signet ring of God. A sign of my sovereign power. Sorry, a sign of my presence, my Holy Spirit presence and sovereign power. Amen. Amen. Conscious of Christ in me. Christ in me. Christ in me. As we become more and more conscious of Christ in me, Holy Spirit power. Eh? As we become conscious of Jesus in me, as we don't look to the things of this world or to our situation or our circumstances or to man or to the giants or to anything else, but we look to Christ in us. We look to what he has done on the cross on our behalf. We realize we are invincible. We realize the invincible one dwells in me. We realize that I am more than a conqueror in Jesus. Amen. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Message Bible says, get ready to share in the glory. We share in the glory. We share in his image. We share in his likeness. We share in his power. We share. We are sharers. We are partakers, the Bible says, of his divine nature. Amen. Amen. You are not who you think you are. Let me tell you a secret. You are not who you think you are. If you could, as C.S. Lewis says, if you could see yourself in the Spirit, you'd be tempted to bow down and worship yourself. That's how glorious you are. That's how glorious you are. You are mighty, you are powerful, and you are glorious in Jesus. Amen. Is this filtering down? It should actually filter up, as Rob says. It should come into the conscious revelation of Christ. Christ, this mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations past, but now being revealed to the saints, and to them he has disclosed it. To them he has made it known. What is this mystery? In a nutshell, the message says, this mystery is Christ in you. It's not a little sticker on your shirt. Christ is in me. The full stature, the full revelation, the full Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit dwell in you. And you have reached full spiritual stature in Jesus. Amen. Amen. You don't have to wait until you've done the Alpha course. You don't have to wait until you've done the Andrew Womack Bible study. And those are great things, but they'll help you come into it more. But you have received it already. 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 You have been translated into the kingdom of light. You are a saint. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. Amen. The old has gone and the new has come. Behold, all things have become new. You are a brand new creation. Amen. A brand new creation. You've never existed before. New. Kainos new. Oh, Jesus. So my encouragement this morning is simply this. And I'm not going to preach forever. But I want to encourage us to understand who we are. Understand who we are. There was an exchange, which we know. There was an exchange on the cross, and you became the righteousness of God. You became the image of God. God took all your sinful nature. He ripped it out of you. And he put in all of his nature into you. Amen. You stand as a beautiful one. You stand as the innocence of Christ in this world. Amen. You stand all glorious. That when the devil looks at you, he trembles and terrified. He is absolutely terrified because he thinks if you can just get a little sniff of who you are, he's finished. He's history. Hey? Amen. Amen. He doesn't want you to understand this mystery. He doesn't want you to come into the full revelation of this mystery, because now when you walk into your office, you'll be walking into your office conscious. It's not me walking in, it's Jesus walking into my office. Amen. When you walk into your university, you'll be conscious that that is not me, it's Jesus, and he comes with signs and wonders and miracles. Amen. He comes with the glory of heaven. He comes bringing heaven to that university. Amen. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So Jesus said to his disciples, don't go. Don't leave Jerusalem. The last words he said were, stay, remain in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes upon you and the power of the shadow of the Most High comes and settles upon you. Amen? Amen? He said, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Stay, remain. Acts chapter 2, we see the Holy Spirit coming upon them and the power of God poured out. We see in one meeting, there was like a revival meeting. 3,000 people added to the church. People were rolling on the floor. There was laughter. There was drunkenness. There was glory as they worshipped, as they looked to Jesus, as they were Christ conscious. The Holy Spirit came, was manifest upon them, and the power of the shadow of the Most High, it overshadowed them. And Peter had to stand up and say, these men are not drunk as you suppose. This is what the prophet Joel prophesied. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. On the last days, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, will come upon the believers as they grow in the revelation of this mystery. And the power of the shadow of the Most High, this miracle-working power of God, will overshadow you. Acts chapter 4, you see the Holy Spirit poured out when they were praying. That whole place is shaken, and the power of God shook that place. Acts chapter 3. I've skipped a chapter. I'm going too fast. But in Acts chapter 3, they walk. They're going to a prayer meeting, Peter and John. And they see at the temple gate, beautiful, a crippled man who has never walked before in his life. And he looks at them and he says, here's two guys I can ask for some bucks. And he asks them for money. And Peter says, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have, I give to you. What I have, who did they have? Christ. If you don't know what you have, you've got nothing to give away. Amen. You can only give away what you have. What I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Stand up. Amen. And we can release from our gotcha what we have into our situation. We can release it into our finances. When I walk into the bank, talking about finances, Steve, I speak to my bank account and I release finances into that bank account. Amen. And you must do the same. Oh. We can go through the Bible. And look at many examples of Christ being released. When we were in India just this last while, we had a few days to kill in Delhi. And we went to the Lotus Temple. And no sooner had we gone into the gate of the Lotus Temple, and there my wife spots a cripple. If you know her, she's over there like a shot. She prays for this lady. She's on crutches. Prays for her. She starts weeping. She says, all the pain is gone. And she puts her crutch aside and she starts walking. No sooner has she done that, there's other people gather around us and they want to be prayed for. You know, the Indian people are going to that Lotus Temple because it's a symbol of it's a new age symbol of the unity of all religions. They are searching. Now they're seeing something of Christ in us being manifest at the gate Lotus. And this person is healed. There are other people that come. They've got neck pains. They've got knee pains. They've got all the pains you can imagine. But there's about 20 people all around us that God is touching. She's praying for the security guards at the gate Lotus. Hey? Christ in me. We all learning. We all growing in this thing. I'm growing in it. I'll be the first one to admit that I'm growing in the revelation of what it means to release heaven on earth. Amen. Because at the end of the day, when Jesus died, the Bible says that it was appointed to him. It was an act worthy and fitting of his divine nature that he should suffer, and after a while that he should bring many sons to glory. Amen. So in his death on the cross, he died, and the devil thought he had won a great victory until he rose from the dead on the third day. Now there was no longer one Jesus. There was multitudes of sons of glory. There were multitudes. We have all received. We all share in. We have all been supplied with grace upon grace, favor upon favor. Amen. We have all been given the fullness of Christ. You are Christ in this world. Amen. Which we know. Now we need to walk conscious of that revelation. Conscious of that revelation. How are you doing? Good, good. I'm going to land. Let me just tell one more story. Acts chapter 5. You know the story. It says here, the apostles performed many signs and wonders among the people. And as a result, the people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats, so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as they passed by. Crowds gathered also from towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and those tormented by impure spirits, and all of them were healed. We know it wasn't Peter's shadow that was healing those people. As they laid them on the street, and as Peter walked, we know it wasn't his shadow that was healing. It was the overshadowing. It was the shadow of the Most High that came upon him as he was aware of, this is a man walking in the full stature of all of Christ. As he walked, the shadow of Christ overshadowed him and merely just touched people as Christ went with him, as heaven went with him. Amen. Amen. Now, we don't have to look too far through history to have a look at many other men who have walked like Peter walked. Why does it have to be them? Why can't it be you? Hey? Why do we always look back in history when God is waiting for the sons of God to arise now? All of creation is groaning in eager expectation for the sons of God to arise, to awaken to this mystery of Christ in you. Amen. Nothing is impossible for those who believe. Amen. As we walk, it's like Jesus is walking right there with us. He's in us. Amen. So I want to just close with this scripture. He who tabernacles, he who lives, this is what the word means. He who dwells, lives, tabernacles, abides in the secret place. What is that secret place? It's the mystery. It's the same word. He who dwells in the secret place, he who dwells in the mystery, he who rests in what Christ has done on your behalf, he who dwells in that intimate place of Jesus, of the Most High, shall rest, shall abide under the powerful shadow of the Almighty. Amen. Amen. I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you. There's breakthrough inside of you. There's healing inside of you. There is deliverance inside of you. There is provision inside of you. Everything that you could ever want is in you already. Amen. You have received gift heaped up upon gifts in Jesus. Amen. Whatever your cry of your heart is, it has been provided for you in Jesus already. Amen. Amen. And God wants to awaken us. Paul's greatest prayer was, I keep on praying. I keep on praying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that you may know him better. Amen. That God would open the eyes of your heart, would enlighten us, would bring revelation to us, that we would know the hope of Christ, this mystery of Christ in you. Amen. 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 Let's just stand. Let's stand. Dave, do you mind coming in?